Hello, everyone. I'm Deep Midhi, a program director in the Computer and Network Systems Division at the National Science Foundation. It's my pleasure to welcome you to the CCRI webinar. CCRI is the program called SIRE Community Resource Infrastructure Program, and is the solicitation number is 22-509. There are other program directors involved in with this solicitation, Mimi McClure, who's also with CNS, and then Tanya Korelski from IIS division, and Damian Decheb from CCF. So I'll give you an overview of the CCRI program and information, and I'll go over a few things about it. And there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions and answers at the end. To give you an idea about a high level idea about the program, it is that really it is in the creation and advancement of world-class community resource infrastructure. That's what we are striving with the CCRI program. It funds infrastructure for the community of researchers. So it's very important the word community there to help focus research program that you want to handle. In that fits into the directorate, means the size directorate. Our definition of infrastructure is pretty broad. It could be equipment, it could be testbed, it could be software, it could be data repository, it could be creation of data set for size research. All of those things are within the purview of this solicitation. It includes developing user service and engagement, and that's actually very important when we talk about the community part of it. It also announces advances that's not possible with existing infrastructure. There are three classes of proposal: planning, medium, and grant. I'm going to go into more of that in a few minutes. But in terms of the synopsis here, I want to end with something very important here, which is that you're requesting a community resource infrastructure. That means it must be accessible to the community to access and use it in terms of doing research. It's not for you yourself to be able to exclusively do research. So if your program or infrastructure that you're looking to do for your own research, then there are other programs within NSF that you can actually apply to. And one of them is the major resource infrastructure, especially it's track one, which is for you to actually propose an infrastructure that's for your own use or your research group. So this is where we separate out something like CCRL, where the second C actually emphasizes the community part of it. So what are the expectations here? We're expecting compelling new research opportunity for the community of size organizer. That's beyond the awardee organization. That's why I'm re-emphasizing that it's unique and it's compelling resource opportunities not available otherwise. It has a long-term vision in terms of the vision of where you want to go with it. You must define metrics that's relevant to the proposal and address measurement and evaluation of the infrastructure. And it must provide robust user service and support to the community. That's extremely important in terms of this part of it. While I will go more into the solicitation, I wanted to point out that we also have created something called CCRI Virtual Organization. You can go to this link, ccrivo.org, where you will find information about the existing CCRI projects that we have funded so far. And it has a nice filtering mechanism to be able to look for active award. You can search based on infrastructure type, resource areas, or institutions. So I put a small clip from that interface there at this site, and then you can look it up. And so the other thing to point out is that we are going to soon include the mid-scale resource infrastructure within that as well, and which I'm going to talk about in a little bit in the context of planning. And what I want to point out is that if you are proposing a new CCRI infrastructure in this solicitation, that's the deadline is coming up, you might actually go to this site and look up and see where and how your project is different from others, because that will be important to articulate in your proposal. Otherwise, the panel will look at it and say, okay, I thought we have an infrastructure in terms of what's available at the CCRIVO website and why and how it is different. So you want to be able to separate it out what it is about. Quick comment on what's revised from the previous solicitation. We have additional description on the expectation for letter of collaborations. Planning is a new category. I'll talk about some clarification on the planning proposal, additional reporting requirement, eligibility, and whatnot. Letter of supports are no longer required, and letter of intents are no longer required. So keep that in mind. When you talk about letter of collaboration, keep it to a good number, not too large of a number, and so that it is manageable. So let's go to the project classes here. So the first one is the planning community infrastructure project. It supports the planning activities that you positions you to be able to submit a future infrastructure that can fix into CCRI, MSRI 1, MSRI 2, as well as actually the mid-scale, major resource instrumentation, of which I did not mention here. Must have still a clear research vision where you want to go with it, what are the activities you are planning to do in terms of community building. It could be what it is, something you want to preliminary thing to show it, and whatnot. All of those things are important to point out. And must include significant community engagement. So that's one activity you might propose as a part of the planning community proposal. There are two categories of planning C. Planning C is for activities towards CCRI grand or medium. Planning M is a planning activities toward mid-scale research infrastructure 1 or mid-scale research infrastructure 2. I want to clarify that to submit to mid-scale RI1 or RI2, they do not require you to submit a planning grant, but we are kind of asking our community, the size community, that if you're thinking about going to those kind of scale of projects in terms of infrastructure, you might want to submit a planning M thing, get some feedback, what to do and whatnot, so that you can do preliminary work, so that you can be better prepared for that. Budget-wise, planning C is for up to 1.5 years for $100,000, and planning M is up to 2 years for $250,000. So let me tell you a little bit about the mid-scale research infrastructure one. It's that's the last solicitation, 21505. So really, it's a bigger level of community infrastructure we're talking about, and that it can a combination of facilities, equipment, very much like what I talk about CCRI. It may involve new or upgraded research infrastructure. And there are two categories of it. One is called a design, the other is called implementation. If it is a design can be as low as $600,000 up to a maximum $20 million. Implementation is from $6 million to $20 million range. It supports acquisition, assembly, construction, and commissioning of research infrastructure. When I talk about construction, I want to make it clear that creating a new building to house an infrastructure is not included in that. However, if an existing facility that you want to enhance it or you want to modify the space, that can be included as part of this infrastructure. I want to point out something, which is the third from the last bullet, which is that mid-scale expects it that something is of national importance. That's very, very important because you are competing against the foundation level other proposals. So this is where the national importance is coming. And it must have a very strong community buy-in beyond what we expect in terms of CCRI. Mid-scale 2 is the same philosophy, basically. The thing is the stakes are higher here. It is from $20 to $100 million. It will only consider the implementation project, and that's all it is there to it. Takes me to the next to the medium category in terms of classes. So it has a two groups within that, new and enhancement. New is definitely developing a new focus infrastructure for what you want to propose. And enhances, that's something you already have. You want to enhance this, that to meet the resource community need because it has broader value. So if you're submitting an enhancement proposal, you have to show what values you have brought to the community for the infrastructure you have created. Budget-wise, it is in the range of $750,000 to $2 million and to request up to 3 years. The grant is a bigger one, and it can be in the budget from $2 million to $5 million, actually $2 million, $1 to $5 million range, I think. So this is even bigger in terms of the stake. But if you look at the budget, where it's smaller than the mid-scale proposal research infrastructure I talked about, it can be up to 5 years of what it is, but it has to have a much bolder vision, emerging research direction in terms of building the infrastructure. And that can do, you know, a much bigger thing that you want to be able to accomplish than a medium scale one. You have to provide leadership, you know, a lot more project management involved. And we also do project evaluation to be able to continue the funding and whatnot. So in terms of estimated number of awards, we expect to do about 10 planning awards, medium about 12 awards, and the grant about 3 awards per year. And the total budget for per year for CCRI is $24 million. The CCRI, this solicitation was for 2 fiscal year cycle. We are finishing up the fiscal year 22 competition for which has been paneled and everything. The fiscal year 23 competition, the deadline is coming up in a week from tomorrow. So hopefully you are better prepared for it. So I want to point out that that competition is count for fiscal year 23. There won't be a separate solicitation for 23. And part of what we're trying to do is that we're trying to change the cycle so that we get the submissions in the summer timeframe, and we can panel it during the fall timeframe to be able to look at the proposal and funding. So let me go to the review criteria. Many of these things you know, especially intellectual merit and broader impact, because both intellectual merit and broader impact are been defined by the National Science Board, which is the policymaking body that oversees National Science Foundation. So in terms of intellectual merit, you have to say that what is the potential to advance the knowledge, what's the potential to propose that, you know, advance the understanding within the field, to what extent it will suggest to explore creative, original ideas, what is it well-reasoned, well-organized in terms of what you're proposing, how well-qualified is the team to be able to do it, do they have a good organization to be able to do it, and also adequate resources are available. So when you talk about adequate resources, I want to point out something that it could be you have as a part of the facilities, but also what you're proposing, especially it's a CCRI infrastructure proposal, are you proposing enough resource to be able to actually accomplish the infrastructure? Broader impact is that, especially when you think about CCRI, without reading each of the bullet, I'm going to emphasize that what is the benefit to the society? So in the case of CCRI, the benefit will be that, can you get the community to be able to use it to make it be the easier way for the community to use it? Who is your community and whatnot? So you want to emphasize that part and show that and articulate that in your proposal so the panel can see the value, you know, from a broader impact perspective. When it comes to solicitation specific review criteria, there are separate criteria for each of the categories. So let me start with planning category. So we look at, is the soundness of the planning process and activities? Is a compelling new research opportunity and educational opportunity for the infrastructure? Does it fit within the size core discipline? Evidence the community needs as well as the impending community involvement. For planning M, will this infrastructure be of national importance? I mentioned this before, I'm re-emphasizing. Does it address the goal of mid-scale research infrastructure, as well as does it have a strong community buy-in? What's the project management plan and soundness? It's only about the plan part of it, what you are going to do, how you're going to do for the future. You might give some idea about adequate metric to document the success of the infrastructure, what you are thinking about. These are not the final in the planning state, but how would you actually can go to that? I will handle, by the way, Q&A at the end of this presentation. So I know that questions are coming in slowly, so I will handle them. When you go to medium category, is the case of new, is the infrastructure essential for the agenda? Again, the soundness of the plan fit within the size core discipline. newness of the infrastructure and differentiation from the existing infrastructure. This is also where you want to compare what is available from CCRI view website and see where and how you are different. Because if it is not significantly different, the panel may not like what you're proposing it because they will say that it's already existing. Project teams' preparedness to develop and operate and provide the services. Strong project management plan, very important. Plan for community involvement in development and the future use. Quality of the community outreach plan. I'm going to reemphasize then the outreach plan is going to be extremely important for this part of the new, because you have to put quite a bit of effort into that, and you must have the team to be able to do it. And then adequate metrics to document the success of the infrastructure. When you go to enhancement category within mediums, so benefit and need of the proposed enhancement. So what have you brought new distinct to it? Has the compelling new research and education opportunity? What does it bring more than what you already have? Obviously, the fit it within the size discipline. Team's preparedness, is the team changing from what you had before? You want to talk about that. Again, project management soundness, a track record in terms of the what you have built before. But the success, you want to point out what it is, how many courses are using it for this platform for educational purpose, what are the different research projects that has been done, how many publications that has been accomplished with your existing infrastructure by researchers who are not the PIs. And that's very, very important to point it out. If you have some information about citation that you want to point it out, how your infrastructure is cited. You need to discuss long-term sustainability plan. And we also look at the community advisory board, the soundness of it. Again, go back to the metrics. Metric might change from your original infrastructure to enhancement. So if you, that's the case, you want to discuss it and point it out where it's different. So when you go to grant, it's obviously bigger. Again, the fit in the size core discipline, the innovative part and the boldness is very, very important to advance the size research frontiers, robustness of the infrastructure plan, accompanying service tools and resources, especially service part is extremely important, what service and better service to be able to provide, developing the service so the community can use it. Teams preparedness to develop, operate, and provide. Services, quality of the community outreach plans, the newness of the infrastructure, from again, differentiating from existing one, project management soundness, project involving enhancement to exist, so to track record with the infrastructure is important, long-term sustainability plan, again, community advisory report, how sound it is, and again, the sub-metrics are important. So there is an overlap between this thing, as you can see, between medium, enhancement and the grant, but the stakes are higher when you go to $2 to $5 million range. Additional information that I want to cover, I want to be mindful of the time here, is the project roles and responsibility supplementary document, very important. Project's role and responsibility master, list of individual providing letters of collaboration, and that's very, very important as a supplementary document. Remember, this is different from what the letter that was provided at the end, but this provides at the very beginning of the supplementary document. Just this is the list of the who is providing the letters. Community outreach documentation, data management plan, letter of collaboration, we're going to detail it a little bit later. A supplementary document identity budget item for operating operational expense, budget item related to community outreach. Must be included for new and the new grant proposal. That's important. Also a supplementary, I want to clarify one thing about that. We get a question about that. If you have a lot of large equipment, do you need to include the quotes from the vendor? Quotes from the vendor, we recommend that you include with your budget justification as a part of that rather than a supplementary document, because then it is much more clear to the panel as a part of the budget, this large equipment item that you are going to purchase, it is right there and they can see it there. It's also help us to be able to see where it is and how much it is right at that place. Letter of collaboration. It must explicitly state the intent to collaborate and nature of collaboration must be on organization letterhead, be signed by the appropriate representative. Letters are not needed from organizations submitting link collaborative proposal. So should be no longer than one page. The collaboration, the letter should have collaboration details and should not simply contain only the collaboration letter template found in the PAPG. So this is where you're deviating from PAPG. So keep that in mind. I want to point out one other thing about letter of collaboration. While we expect a lot of collaboration and when you start thinking about it being a community infrastructure, you may think that, oh, I need to put 500 letters. I'm picking a big number. No, that's not what we mean. And a good guideline of the letter of collaboration will be 5 to 10 will be sufficient. The other thing I want to point out is that it was sometimes helpful is that to discuss it in the project description, at least a few samples of collaboration saying that this, if we build this infrastructure, this is how these researchers are going to be able to use for their research. And then you want to add a couple of sentences in the project description and then point that, that more details are in the, you know, in the letter of collaboration. Because in the letter of collaboration, you have a page long to be describe it. In the panel, in the project description, I mean, in the 15 page, and you have a limited real estate to be able to cover everything, but it's also important to point out what sort of research your infrastructure is going to enable. And if a collaborator discuss it, you want to point out that, hey, collaborator X from institution Y is going to be able to do this kind of research if we build this infrastructure. So put a couple of sentences about it in the project description. Community advisory board, it must include for both medium and the grant. It helps to guide the development of the future. Should plan to assemble one, describe the structure and the role, but you do not need to name potential members in the proposal. And do not approach any potential members you might have, but you just give the idea about how the community advisory board is going to work. CCRI VAO, I already talked about earlier, I'm going to re-emphasize it. You can go back to that page to check it is there in terms of current CCRI infrastructure, we are funding it. The mid-scales are going to be also included. That can give you an idea. It provides, you know, resources for the community. So we want to encourage you to take about it. So I think that's about basically where I am in terms of my presentation. And, you know, so I am actually now ready to go to the Q&A. And so let me see what I see in the Q&A. So I'm going to read the question and answer it. First thing, when will this webinar recording be available and where can we find it? So the webinar recording will be available in the same registration page that you see it, that you actually got the information about this webinar. It will be all the way at the bottom of the registration page. We expect it to be available by early next week. But I want to point out is that this particular solicitation was for fiscal year 22 and 23. For the fiscal year 22, we did a webinar back in December, I believe. And for that, the recording is also available. So, and if you cannot find it, let me know. I will let you know. Then you can actually watch that webinar also. And obviously, I updated a few information in this presentation, but that is also there. So that is the one question about I address it. Let me read the next question. So answered live, that one is done. Speaking of community and community access and engagement, certainly the US academic faculty and students are the primary target community. What about US industry research lab? What about non-US researcher and access to infrastructure allowed and encourage and discourage? Actually, if you build the infrastructure, obviously primary users are US academic community. If industrial research lab can use it, that's great. If you want to add a letter, you can do it. We do encourage international participation in terms of non-US researcher, if they're going to be able to use it. That's a, you know, broader impact you have beyond the standard broader impact we talked about. If you do want to include a letter of collaboration from international, sorry, let yeah, that you can also include it in that term. So we definitely encourage you. We do not discourage that at all. So I answered that one. So this one is done. So let me go to the next question. Next question, let me read it. How different is this from the NSF POST program, which also targets community-driven infrastructure? So POST, for those who are not familiar with it, stands for actually a pathway to open source ecosystem. In fact, I happen to be one of the program directors involved with POST. So maybe it's a good idea for me to say a couple of words about POST right now. And that reminds me that I need to tell you a little bit more about it. What differences is the POST is about actually building the ecosystem. It is not for developing the infrastructure. Developing the infrastructure falls under something like CCRI or even mid-scale. So POST is about going beyond in the open source ecosystem. In that context, I want to program out that we have another program, CSSI, for software-based infrastructure. That also is for developing the software infrastructure, the scientific computing and scientific research. And that also is what funds the infrastructure part. POST doesn't fund the infrastructure. POST is for developing the ecosystem. That means that if you build an open source software, for example, but you want to be able to get to a bigger community. POST is in the first year of solicitation. We received our proposals a couple of weeks back. And so, that's what I wanted to. So in that context, I also talked about CSSI there also. Let me go to the next question. What if you run the number for the budget and everything you need for the build the infrastructure comes up, which short of the minimum recommended amount for the median? Is that acceptable? No, if you have to still, because that's a compliance issue, we want that to be $750,000, I believe, for median. So you want to be able to actually build it. So look at what you are doing and what you are trying to do. I'm not saying you want to pad it up, but maybe you are going to do more activities related to community outreach. Look into that to put it in the budget. Better things you want to do it so that you can fit into the minimum requirement for the $750,000 for newer than the medium category. So let me take the next question. Are the required supplementary document presented in the slide the same floor planning proposal? For instance, letter of collaboration makes sense for a medium or a grant, but not so much for planning. Now, for planning, the letters are not required at all. So planning is where you are going to actually do the activity, talk to the community. They will come when you come back with a regular proposal down the road after your planning activities. And that's only when you need to do it. For planning, no letters are expected at all. Let's say you mentioned that the supplementary document identifying budget for supplemental expense should be included, but how is this document different budget justification? So I wanted to clarify that that I did already earlier that it is based on what we have learned in the last year for the first round of this fiscal year 22 competition. We prefer actually having it with the budget justification rather than supplementary document. I'll explain it why we prefer it now that we have learned it better. Because when you have the budget, you have the budget justification, you add the information about what it is needed for cost of that it is. It is in one place. It's very easy to be able to parse through the PDF file. And if you know the PDF file can be really big, from starting from your cover page, you know, then you go to project summary, project description, bibliography, all of those pieces can, you know, depending on what it is, could be 50 to 150 pages long. So having it in one place is actually much, much easier to handle for everyone. As long as you cover it, that's the most important thing. So that if you you know, the panel has enough information to provide their rating. So the next question is for enhancement and grant, the solicitation that the NSF will only support operation at level not to exceed 250,000 each year. Can you say something about what is operation? Is supporting user operation is paying for a warranty or repair or replacement or repair of failed equipment or something else? In a sense, all of them can be operational. So this is what you decide what actually is operational in terms of you think is the right thing for the platform to have it. And we expect, obviously, cybercrime repair will happen or failure of equipment can happen. That can fall under that, definitely. Done. So the next question is, does the work plan for enhancement and a grant include senior personnel? Yes, you can actually include senior personnel as well. Yep, that's possible. That's the last question so that I answered live. So that's I'm going to wait here for a couple of more minutes to see if anybody else have any new questions that is coming up. And so while I wait for any additional question to come up, let me kind of recap a couple of things. It's a very important activity when you're building a community resource infrastructure, CCRI. And do not forget the importance of being available to the community. User interface sometimes is a very critical part. How are you going to give access to the researcher? So that you want to pay attention to, you want to budget it properly so that that can be done. And you know, when they can submit you know, a project to be able to run through the user interface, all of those things are important. You want to think through it and you know, talk about it. Collaboration, again, I reemphasize that if somebody is going to be able to use your infrastructure to do the research that they want to pursue it, you want to have a couple of sentences in the project description itself so that say that, hey, if we have this infrastructure, researcher X or Y, we'll be able to this way and whatnot and give something in there and then put a pointer to saying that there's a letter of collaboration that details more about it. The other thing is that community outreach is very important, so you want to budget it properly for that. One last thing I want to point out is about that is that for the planning M category, that's a new category for mid-scale resource infrastructure that we are going to make, you know, been running at the foundation level. And so for that, we created a track within this solicitation so we can prepare for it and, you know, so and submit something for that one in the next cycle of for solicitation. And that one you can request for 2 years for up to $250,000. While I was finishing talking these last few things, there's a new questions. Let me read the question and then try to answer it. Following up on the previous question of supplementary document for planning proposal, the solicitor is not very clear on this, so I will ask explicitly. The following are mentioned as required. Project roles and responsibility require list of individual for letter of collaboration, community outreach documentation, data management plan. The question is, which one of these are actually for planning proposal? Those are what we said about the required thing is that project role and responsibility, probably you want to still describe it in some ways. If you describe it in the main part of the proposal, you want to at least have a section header for that. The rest of them is not required for the planning proposal. So maybe we did not make it very clear in our solicitation. It's a very good question to get a clarification on that. Thank you for asking that question. All right, so I answered that. So again, I'm going to, okay, so there's a new question come up. does the community outreach director need to be a co-PI? Solicit explicitly says they cannot be the PI. Very good question. Usually we prefer that community outreach director is not a co-PI, but the solicitation is silent on that. So you have a little bit of the leeway in that regard. It definitely it cannot be PI, because what we are trying to do is that, you know, we want to PI to focus on building the resource infrastructure and the community outreach director to reach out to the community, do more activities on it. So the PI is not overwhelmed trying to do everything one place. So another thing I want to point out is that in the context of this question, remember, research infrastructure is not research. So if in your budget you are saying that, oh, I'm going to do research infrastructure with a lot of graduate students, you know, that doesn't give a good comforting feeling to the panel, because they said, can a, you know, graduate student actually build the infrastructure, because they're focusing on research for their doctoral program and whatnot. So you need to bring a good balance in terms of whether you want to have a staff, whether it's a half-time or part-time, to bring it into the system to be able to, you know, to so not the system, for the proposal to be able to be help you build the infrastructure. So you want to be cognizant about this aspect when you're proposing the budget for in the proposal.
Deep, can I break in for a second?
Oh, good. I'm glad you are here. I didn't know you joined, because I cannot see who else joined. So go ahead.
We also want to point out that outreach is not K-12 in this case. This is one place where putting in that you're going to do K-12 outreach, it isn't going to help you a lot. It's kind of the same as having your grad students build it. So we want outreach to build the community around the infrastructure, not the K-12.
Great. Thank you for clarifying that. Mimi, that maybe you might help to answer the next question. Community outreach director is required only for the grant proposal, not for the medium. I'm blanking out right now whether we required it in the medium. Do you remember often, Mimi?
We did not.
Okay.
We encourage it, though.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Mimi, for joining. Any other question? Very, very good questions we got. By the way, also, I believe the transcript will be also available from the website when you upload everything there. Let's see. Based on a previous CCRI, there's a new question. Based on a previous CCRI, what type of person is good for community outreach director? Well, somebody who's good at talking to the community and also understands your infrastructure. So that person is good at communicating the idea to be able to do that, right? So that's basically the intent of a community outreach director. If maybe the person being a little bit outgoing might be helpful there, but we're not requiring that. That's we'll leave it up to you. All right, so if, let me see, I'm gonna stop sharing the screen and let's see if there's no other question. I thank you for joining it. We look forward to you submitting proposal for fiscal year 22-23. So with that, we're going to stop recording and then have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye.